David Crowe is the Chief Political Correspondent with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. David, welcome.
Morning, Patricia.
Let's start with the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, who has come down with COVID for the second time, as a lot of Australians are. I see them on the text line every morning. How disruptive will this be for the PM and his government's agenda, particularly, obviously, on this energy price issue?
Well, it's hugely disruptive. The news only really emerged after 5 o'clock last night, and it's thrown everything out of whack, and they're running out of time to get things done before the end of the year. I think there was an assumption, I think, when the word first got out that, you know, work could be continued online in the usual way. Maybe that works for some people, but I do remember that during the election campaign, when Anthony Albanese got COVID, there was an assumption that he could just keep campaigning from home. And it didn't work out that way, because I think he was hit harder by COVID than people assumed, you know. Only when you've had it do you know how it can knock you around. So I think it does disrupt everything. It's pushing everything back. We don't actually have a new date for when they may be able to hold the National Cabinet meeting that's been shelved. Again, there was that assumption it could be done online, but I think given that you don't really know how COVID's going to affect you, they've been cautious and postponed it.
Yes. Look, obviously the opposition's raising the fact that, you know, this is an emergency in terms of energy prices. They can't delay it for long. Or I think the government's also keeping on the table potentially doing it virtually, right?
Look, the impression that we got last night when we were filing the story was that it couldn't be put back online for Wednesday. Maybe that will change today. It is very interesting that the acting opposition leader, Susan Lee, has come out pretty firmly and sent this message to the government that they should be doing this meeting as soon as possible online. I mean, her statement says that she hopes Anthony Albanese reconsiders the decision to cancel the meeting. Technically, the government's postponed it. There's still this suggestion that they'll have it as soon as possible. But now we are seeing this pressure from the Liberal Party. And the Liberal Party has got some material to work with here, because the government's been talking for weeks and weeks now about doing something on energy, and they are now finding that they're running out of time. We still don't know how they could enforce price controls on coal and gas, supply controls as well. And there's this huge issue of compensation with the states, because if they affect the prices of those commodity exports, it does have an effect on state royalties. There does give rise to this question about compensation.
Just finally, I asked Simon Birmingham, who's kind of the leading moderate really on the Liberal side, about the voice to Parliament, and he gave a really interesting answer there. Where is this heading?
I think that they, on the opposition side, don't know exactly where they're going to land. It's very interesting that there's this small group within the coalition, within the Liberal Party, basically. Andrew Bragg is kind of the leading member of this group that wants the free vote. It's also fundamental that John Howard, former leader, carries a lot of weight in that party, is against a free vote. They are yet to decide that threshold question. There will be different opinions within the Liberals, as Simon Birmingham just said. The extent to which they're bound by a shadow cabinet decision is yet to be resolved. I do think that Jacinta Price, Indigenous Senator from Northern Territory, wields a lot of influence on Peter Dutton. And I think we'll see that play out early next year when some of these crucial decisions have to be made.
Thank you so much, David.
Thanks, Patricia.
David Crowe there, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.